different.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, what would you, what did you set at the table? What did you eat with at every meal as a child?
Oh, we had knives and forks. We had tablecloths. Now you have these mats, you know, you just drop them on there. And we had linen napkins. Now you, we use tape, and I look at a paper, I go somewhere and somebody says that I see a linen napkin there, and I look at it, and I don't know whether to use it or not. we had, back in those days, we had napkin rings. I had the napkin rings that belonged to my father and mother. Silver with a little rose on it, silver. But we had our own. Mine is the shape of it's a silver bracelet with my monogram on it. That was mine. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the sugar? How did you serve it?
Well, we had sugar bowls, sugar spoon.
Yeah, sugar spoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever use more than one fork or more than one spoon at the meal?
Not in those days. They'd, if we had a dessert, everything would be cleared. And if it was a pie, yeah, we would have a clean fork. Everything would be removed and clean fork. And we even had ice cream. Even way back there, they used to make it, you know. And not here, but down in Brown, look where there was an ice factory. You'd get ice.
And what about a knife? What more than one knife? You'd say you had two.
No, all we had was just a single.
But if you had more than one, you'd say you had two.
We had two knives, but then that was cleared, and then dessert was brought on. And of course, there's very few desserts that you use a knife with. If your pie's already cut, you just use a fork. Watermelon would be served in a plate slice, and you use a fork, and sometimes it'd be a knife if you wanted to cut it.
How many would there be in a set?
How many what?
How many would there be in a set? You say you have
generally a dozen knives. And what my mother had was a pearl handle knife, a little sterling silver, and I got the remains of something out there. And that steel, I think it was made in Germany. You can't buy that steel today. I don't think you can cut anything with anything you can buy today.
Well, what about after the meal?
What?
After the meal, what did you do with the plates? Or what did the cook do with the plates?
Oh, well, we'd be waited upon, you know, and we had, they had big pans. Now you talk about the sanitation. I don't know how we live, where they wash the dishes with soap and water and they rinse them in this pan. Now maybe they rinse all the dishes in that one water. And yeah, they rinse the dishes.
And what did they wash them with? Did they use a special?
We had just dish rags, special rags.
And then did you use, what about to wash your face? What would you use?
Oh, we had bath rags and towels. We had linen towels, and then we had the turkey towels.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we had, we had that.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the kitchen, where did they bring the water in a bucket or something to wash the dishes?
Yes.
What does the water come out of now in your kitchen?
Now mine comes out here out of faucets, but we didn't have faucets down there. I guess we had it in barrels.
What did the barrel have on it? Did it have a place to?
No, you just, as I said, that's where we live. Just put the bucket in there and bring the water out.
It didn't.
And we had wooden buckets. We all thought that wooden buckets kept the water cooler. I can remember those wooden buckets. And they had a little brass rim around them, you know, keep them firm. I can remember my grandmother's place. And on the back porch, there was a place there, and there was a dipper.